This is Jay Sekulow. The election's complete and change wins.
11 p.m. on the East Coast. We're back on the air and we have news. An African-American has broken the barrier as old as the Republic. An astonishing candidate, an astonishing campaign, a seismic shift in American politics.
That will change our electoral board from 220 votes to 275 and make Barack Obama, in our view, president-elect of the United States of America.
Barack Obama is projected to be the next president of the United States of America.
This is truly an incredible moment of American history. I can't think of another country in the world where you would have a significant minority that was once so maligned and so oppressed finally have one of its sons rise to this level.
If there is anyone out there who still doubts that America is a place where all things are possible, who still wonders if the dream of our founders is alive in our time, who still questions the power of our democracy, tonight is your answer.
You know, I don't care how you feel about him politically. On some level, you have to say this is America at its grandest. I think it's just stunning.
It's the answer told by lines that stretched around schools and churches in numbers this nation has never seen. A little bit earlier this evening, I received an extraordinarily gracious call from Senator McCain.
My friends, we have come to the end of a long journey. The American people have spoken, and they have spoken clearly.
Senator McCain fought long and hard in this campaign, and he's fought even longer and harder for the country that he loves.
This is an historic election.
He has endured sacrifices for America that most of us cannot begin to imagine.
And I recognize the special significance it has for African Americans.
We are better off for the service rendered by this brave and selfless leader.
I've always believed that America offers opportunities to all who have the industry and will to seize it. Senator Obama believes that too.
I look forward to working with them to renew this nation's promise in the months ahead.
I wish Godspeed to the man who was my former opponent and will be my president.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam.
Tonight we had a historic mandate, not a mandate for a party or an ideology, but really a mandate for change.
It's been a long time coming, but tonight, because of what we did on this day, in this election, at this defining moment, change has come to America.
It's a great country, and I hope he's a great president.
The road ahead will be long. Our climb will be steep. We may not get there in 1 year or even in one term. But America, I have never been more hopeful than I am tonight that we will get there. I promise you, we as a people will get there.
This is a moment where American people ought to say we hope and pray for the success of our new president when he takes office, and we want to work with him when we agree with him, persuade him when we think his mind is open.
There are many who won't agree with every decision or policy I make as president, and we know the government can't solve every problem. But I will always be honest with you about the challenges we face. I will listen to you, especially when we disagree.
And the first one now will later be last, for the times, they are a-changin'.
Well, there you have it, historic election. It's called a landslide. Our phone lines are open for you, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. What does it mean? What goes on from here? What are the next political steps? How does the Senate look? Let's go, Jordan. You've got a quick analysis. We're running close on time already on this segment, but what do we have?
Yeah, the popular vote, an 8 million, almost 8 million difference between the popular vote. Barack Obama getting 8 million more voters in the Senate. Looks like 56 to 40 with four undecided votes in the House, 252 to 172 with the Democrat majority. We'll go back to the numbers when we come back.
Hey, folks, we're offering Foundations of Freedom. You need the Constitution. The number's 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 for the Constitution.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we remain committed to protecting your constitutional and your religious freedoms. So much of our future is tied to our past, and the importance of such documents like the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Gettysburg Address. And so much of our work at the American Center for Law and Justice is focused on protecting your freedoms, your constitutional and your religious freedoms. We've prepared a special booklet that includes these very important documents. It's called The Foundations of Freedom, and we want you to have this booklet free of charge. Call right now 1-877-989-2255. Get your free copy of The Foundations of Freedom today by calling toll-free 1-877-989-2255.
The Supreme Court of the United States granting review out of those Ten Commandment cases that we represent. This is a big, big case, huge ramifications.
It's a case that's likely to change the legal landscape in America, and the American Center for Law and Justice is at the forefront of this landmark legal battle. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow will present oral arguments to the Supreme Court on a critical First Amendment case involving the Ten Commandments and other displays.
This could help preserve upwards of 4,000 of these Ten Commandment monuments.
There's so much at stake with this Supreme Court case. Our history, our heritage is on the line. The ACLJ must get the High Court to overturn a disturbing decision, a ruling that could force cities and states to make a troubling choice: remove existing displays or permit any group to display any monument in public places. The briefs have been filed and oral arguments are set for November 12th at the Supreme Court. Jay and his legal team are intensely preparing for this case. This is the time to pray for Jay and his legal team. With so much at stake, your prayers are greatly appreciated. Thank you.
This is my right.
My friends, we have come to the end of a long journey. The American people have spoken, and they have spoken clearly.
Well, there you have it, words of John McCain, a gracious concession speech. Huge win for Barack Obama. I mean, all you can say is it's a huge win. The numbers are staggering in modern elections anyways. Let me also say this very quickly. We'll be taking your calls, but each of the marriage amendments, Florida, Arizona, and California, appear to have passed and have passed pretty comfortably. So that's interesting that even states that went Democratic, like California and Florida, the definition of marriage and the attempts to redefine marriage did not get that kind of support.
Yeah, those were interesting to see. And even though we saw states that went heavy blue states, California specifically, I do want to go through this, though. I think this is important to point out. John McCain did not win a single battleground state from 2004. That means any of the swing states that George Bush won to put together his coalition for victory, maybe you include, you know what? No, you don't. You can't even include those. I'm looking at it right now. John McCain lost some new ones, Virginia, Indiana.
Florida, of course.
Of course, Florida he lost, but that's always been a swing state. Iowa was lost. If you go keep going through this list here, Colorado lost, New Mexico lost, Nevada lost. And you start looking throughout the country. Ohio, of course, lost. Pennsylvania lost, and lost big. Look at these votes that came out of Ohio. Look at the votes that came out of Pennsylvania. Look at the votes that came out of Florida. This means that the polling that was done wasn't even showing. And I said this on radio, that you cannot poll all these, quote, unlikely voters who have never voted in their entire life, not necessarily young people. And if they all show up, polls are going to be blown out. And it happened across the country. I'm North Carolina, a red state, got rid of Elizabeth Dole as a senator, and it looks like it's going to Barack Obama, which means he would have 364 of the 538 electoral votes.
Be a landslide.
The biggest landslide since 1980, and one of the biggest landslides in electoral history.
Yeah, the ramifications of this are huge. By the way, I posted a piece on BeliefNet, that the blog between me and Barry Lynn, that says, pray for those that are in authority. Doesn't mean you agree with them on policy, but you pray for now your president-elect. That's what the Apostle Paul said. He was absolutely correct. Let me go quickly to Drew and Than, then we're going to get right to our phones. Drew and Than, in 30-second sound bites here, what's your sense in our Washington office? I just left there this morning. What's your sense with the Senate? Very, very close there. How do you think things are going to play out? Quickly, guys.
Well, Jay, real quickly, I'm watching these Senate races because that will be the firewall if conservatives want to hold the line here over these next few years. You've got Alaska, Ted Stevens, who will probably have to have somebody appointed in his place. 3,500 vote margin with 40,000 absentee ballots to go. Minnesota, with Norm Coleman with a slight lead, just went into a recount. And in Oregon, they're still counting the votes. So keep an eye on the Senate, because this really could tip the balance of power here.
Than, what's the most that they could, if all of those went somehow, well, Ted Stevens probably would not, but the other two went Democratic, what would that give them number-wise?
Well, it could be 59. I mean, they're looking at 54 right now with two independents caucusing within. That makes it 56. And like Drew said, there are four seats in play. Alaska probably won't go that direction, but that still leaves 59 in play. And with an 80-85-seat majority in the House, you're talking about a real mandate, Jay.
And let me tell you something, folks, that you're not taking account two very moderate Republicans. Susan Collins, who won last night out of Maine. I mean, what's to keep them from not switching parties if they're offered a big committee spot? And an obvious majority, which in the Senate is going to probably last more than 2 years because the way that election works with the six-year terms, to take back that many seats. So you could get very close to 60 here when you start including these, quote, coalitions that could go around each other. But I want to hear what everyone and the callers think about this election. Were they surprised by this landslide?
Yeah, before we do that, let me tell you this. Everybody that's listening to me right now around the country, between now and then president being sworn in, you need to read the Constitution of the United States. You need to understand what the Declaration of Independence said. You understand what our Bill of Rights put forward in our founding fathers. We are offering, we weren't going to do it, we've decided to do it again for the next couple of days, our foundations of freedom. Everybody that is listening to me needs to read the Constitution. You need to see what the authority of the president is under Article 3. We've got it in a great format for you. I want you to call this number and get your copy of Foundations of Freedom. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 for Foundations of Freedom. And literally everybody needs it. Let's go right to the phones.
Let's go to Tracy calling from California on line 3. Tracy, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I just
want
to say thank you so much for all that you do for us.
Thanks.
It's awesome on a wonderful scale. I'm a black female. I've always voted Republican. And I'm happy being a black female that a black man won, considering all that you know, blacks have wanted to achieve. But I am definitely concerned about our country. And I heard from someone that he was a part of the Bilderberg Group with Joe Biden. I think they put him there. I don't think that, honestly...
let me tell you this, how we're going to handle this, Tracy. This is what I think we have to do. First, we pray, and I appreciate your call, and I appreciate your honesty. Number one, we pray for those that are in authority, and we're going to do that. That's number one. And that means Barack Obama, the president-elect of the United States. Number two, on each and every issue, when we think there is something that comes forward that's aggressive, we are going to respond and respond aggressively. So when they attempt the Freedom of Choice Act, which I think is going to be right on the table very quickly, when they attempt the Silence Broadcasters Act, they like calling it the Fairness Doctrine, but that's really what it is. I think this is significant, and I'm getting the guys in our D.C. office are, of course, emailing me. I'm in our Virginia studios today. They're in Washington. And Drew and Than, look, Barack Obama's a smart guy, and he's also a tough politician.
Well, that's right, Jay.
And so is Rahm Emanuel, who's going to be the chief of staff.
And that's what I'm going to talk about is, you know, the whole feeling has been with Barack Obama winning that he's bringing a new spirit of bipartisanship. But the story in D.C. today is that he has asked, and it's likely that current congressman from the Chicago area, Rahm Emanuel, former Clinton White House staffer, will be his chief of staff.
And
I'll tell you
what,
real quickly, Jay, his Rahm Emanuel style of negotiating is brass knuckles, and he likes to flay your skin off. This guy is as partisan as you can be. So it's going to be interesting to see how the dynamics play out.
Well, I think, look, it's going to be dramatic and dynamic. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. Let's get some calls here.
Nick from New York on line one. Nick, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, Nick.
Jay, I'll come right to the point.
Sure.
Barack Obama came out of nowhere.
Yep.
Nobody knew who he was, and he won an election. God has a plan, and this guy, I believe, is an integral part of it, and that's all I'll say.
Well, look, I'm not going to listen. God's certainly sovereign. I mean, there's no doubt about that. And I encourage people to read my post on BeliefNet. I don't know if we posted it on our ACLJ website as well. It's called Pray for Those in Authority. I believe that. I don't agree with Barack Obama's policies on a whole host of issues. And I'm sure on judges we're going to have a battle. But look, I understand our obligation to pray for those in authority. It makes perfect sense to me. Jordan, let me ask you this before we get to the next call. You're looking at the numbers and you're looking at the states. North Carolina is red almost as Georgia and Alabama. What happened?
Well, if you look at Georgia and Alabama, especially Georgia and Mississippi, and you start looking at these, if you're a Democrat who's going to be raising money like Barack Obama can, looking down the road to the next midterm elections in 2 years and then the next presidential election, you could be looking at these states, because in Georgia, big margins, but not huge, not runaways. These will be target states in the next election. Some of that is the African-American community there, keeping that community engaged. Of course, that could change 4 years from now. This was a historic election. That could change. But John McCain said something last night in his speech. He said, I take the blame for the loss. But I don't think that's completely right. I don't think his campaign had a message. I don't think his campaign had a ground game. I live in Virginia. I lived in a swing district where a Congresswoman, Thelma Drake, was supposed to win and do okay. And an unknown who moved into the district won because of turnout. I never had anyone knock on my door, never got a phone call, been active in politics before. There was no ground game. When I heard it from the McCain campaign, they said they were using telecalls instead of real calls from real people to turn out the votes on Election Day. There was no grassroots. I don't think John McCain should take all the blame. I think some of his campaign staff and the people around him telling him that he didn't need to organize grassroots are the ones who should take the blame for it. It's a problem with the Republican Party. There was no grassroots effort on the ground here in Virginia, and that's why John McCain got blown out in Virginia and blown out in Florida and blown out in Indiana and Ohio and Pennsylvania and really every single swing state in the country. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Gary from New York on line four. Gary, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Gary. Gary, you're on the air. Okay, Gary's not there. Let's go to Ben calling from Washington State on line three. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Jay. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Listen, real quick. I didn't vote for Obama. I'm African-American myself. But the moment he won, I got on my knees and I prayed for him for strength and knowledge and just wisdom. The second is...
I did the same. I prayed for him and his family last night. That's what we're supposed to do.
That's it. It's second question. Doesn't this completely negate the fairness doctrine because they picked up a lot of seats?
That's an interesting, Ben, we're running out of time on this segment, but keep listening because you bring up a good point. Hey, Fan, I want to go to you quickly on this. You make the statement that you just emailed me about the turnout game and how to play the moral issues. We only got about 30 seconds here. What's your sense on that, the fact that the marriage issue carried the day even in states that went blue?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I mean, when the marriage referendum wins in all of these states and yet the candidate loses overwhelmingly, I don't think it's a matter of him being wrong on the issues. It's a matter of the campaign not getting the voters to the polls. So, It really was John McCain's fault in his campaign.
Yeah, there you go. Well, we're not going to cast blame because it doesn't matter at this point. Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. And I want to encourage everybody that's listening to us right now to get the Constitution. And when you get it, read it. The number 1-877-989-2255 for Foundations of Freedom. That's 1-877-989-2255 for Foundations of Freedom. Updated information, a lot of information there, ACLJ.org. Back with your calls in a moment. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And now there's a new way you can stand with the ACLJ.
ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow with news about an important new way to stay in touch with the ACLJ, the ACLJ Wireless Service.
With an ACLJ wireless phone, you'll get special updates from me straight to your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. There's flexible and affordable calling plans. ACLJ Wireless, the latest member benefit that saves you money as you support the ACLJ. Other services include digital phone service, DSL for faster internet, and DirecTV. Call ACLJ Member Services, 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at aclj.org/benefits.
Since 1990, we have been privileged to assist hundreds of thousands of people in protecting constitutional freedom, religious liberty, the sanctity of life, and the institution of marriage and the family. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we remain committed to protecting your constitutional and your religious freedoms. And to that end, we have prepared a special booklet at the American Center for Law and Justice that we want you to have free of charge. It's called The Foundations of Freedom, and it includes the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Gettysburg Address. Get your free copy of The Foundations of Freedom today by simply calling 1-877-989-2255. Your free copy of The Foundations of Freedom. Call now, 877-989-2255. 989-2255.
It's been a long time coming, but tonight, because of what we did on this day, in this election, at this defining moment, change has come to America.
That's President-elect Barack Obama. Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. Let me also tell you this. Get the Constitution, and when I send it to you, read it. Make sure your children read it as well. Here's the phone number, 1-877-989-2255. It's Foundations of Freedom. Every one of you that are listening to me right now, I want to make sure you have it. We're going to be looking at it a lot over the next, say, 4 to 8 years. 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
I got to say something. This is something I've been holding back this whole cycle, but something I think I picked up from John McCain's campaign. And that was when, before Sarah Palin was nominated as the vice president at the Republican National Convention that weekend, before the McCain campaign was concerned about conservative voters and concerned about outreach to conservative voters. After her nomination, I think the campaign, and I'm talking people at the top, were telling John McCain, we don't have to worry about conservatives now. They're going to show up. They're going to follow like sheep. And they're going to follow Sarah Palin. And we don't have to do any kind of outreach, which is very different than what George Bush's campaign did in 2004 and 2000. And when you look at the numbers that are coming in, and you look at the turnout among even young people, the fact that Barack Obama won over 70% of the youth vote, where George Bush actually carried 45% of it. You look at the evangelical vote, there were still over 30% of evangelical Christians voted for Barack Obama. I think in George Bush's election, only I think it was something like 80-20, I don't know. I mean, you look at these numbers, there were some major problems with the campaign. That being said, Barack Obama was a force to be reckoned with, and it would have taken a nearly perfect campaign, one that John McCain didn't have, and I'm not sure any Republican could have had in this election cycle, to take on Barack Obama in this many states with that much money.
Let's go right back to the phones. A lot of calls coming again. If you want to talk to us, it's 800-684-3110, and of course, website information, ACLJ.org.
Latasha's calling from Maryland on line three. Latasha, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, how are you?
How are you? Great.
I'm just calling to say I'm just so happy that Obama won. My grandparents voted for the first time. I took my children. I'm excited, and I'm looking forward to what God is going to do through him.
Latasha, let me ask you this. Your grandparents, I'm not going to ask you your age because that would be impolite, but I'll ask you, how old are your grandparents?
They're in their 60s.
Okay, so you know, my age, that's not that old. Okay.
75.
Okay. And the first time they voted was this election cycle.
Yes.
I think that that is a story we're going to hear more and more of in the days ahead and as the analysis comes in.
Yeah, it's not just young people. It's people like Latasha's grandparents who had never voted. It's not just the under 30 crowd. It's also 60 and 70-year-olds, people who had never been energized to vote before, didn't think their vote mattered. When they looked at this election and saw the two differences between candidates, also the historic nature of this, you see these kind of results that we don't expect. 60 and 70-year-olds voting for the first time. I will say this, too, about the female vote in general. Does not look like Sarah Palin did incredibly well there while being on the ticket. And that being said, that's not pandering. Just looking at the facts there, it doesn't seem like she blew out those numbers just by being a woman.
Than, let me ask you this. I think about some of the issues we're dealing with right now, the UN and this defamation of religion. There's a whole host of them that we're going to be forced with judges probably in the near future. This is going to be a huge challenge on a whole host of issues. I don't know how the president-elect will deal with the UN and the Organization of the Islamic Conference, but we've got to be prepared for some real battles.
Judges or the UN or the Fairness Doctrine or freedom of choice, I mean, I think there are going to be a whole litany of issues that are on the table. And here's going to be the challenge, that with this mandate, with these massive majorities that they have, they may not be overt frontal attacks. They may be subtle attacks that are, you know, brought on by, bureaucrats, the FCC, people that Barack can appoint. So it won't be the president necessarily coming out in front or the Democratic majorities coming out and frontally assaulting. So we here at the ACLJ are going to have to be very careful, look at the language very carefully, analyze what the impact will be so we can keep our listeners informed.
Let's go back to the phones. Victoria is calling from California on line one. Victoria, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Victor. How are you?
Okay.
Victoria,
I'm
sorry.
Good. Thank you. I Yes, I'm in San Diego, California, and I'm African American. I have a stepdaughter who has never voted, but she's now in her 20s and decided to work for the Democratic Party. They were able to get some crazy number, like over 7,000 young people, mostly African American, to register and vote in 1 month's time. And I just think that people, I don't think we're going to see them, those same people that voted, do much. We know that young people these days, their attention span is not that long, for one thing. But I saw people, elderly people vote. It was historical for them. It wasn't about any particular issue, just that a black man was running.
Sure.
And you played on your program one day something that was, it just stuck with me, and I've been trying to tell everybody about it. You had a minister calling from Texas following a lady from South Carolina, and he said that black people were doing opposite of what Martin Luther King wanted for us to do. He wanted us to judge by content of character and not color. And so many, from entertainers to lower class to upper class voted only because he was black. Not because of anything else. They didn't care that he was for abortion. They don't care about his background. His IQ is like 180 or something, and his dad is 200. And his records are still sealed. We don't know.
Yeah, but let me tell you, but he's the president-elect of the United States, and we got to deal with this. We could disagree on issues all day, and believe me, I'm sure we will be.
And let me tell you this, Victoria, as someone who's worked especially on the Republican side of politics, the African-American community and that vote in itself was written off. It was written off by the Republican Party, and even the Democratic Party for a while was just taking it for granted. But when it turns out, it is now shown to be a force, and a force in states where you don't realize how strong it can be. And in Indiana, in North Carolina, in Virginia, in Florida, and throughout the country, in states that are very close. But I think what you're saying is right, that you saw this kind of voting. But Barack Obama's campaign committed the resources to register those new voters and to get them to the polls. John McCain's campaign did not do that. They did not focus on voter registration. And we all knew that if these young voters showed up, they were going to lose. Let's go back to the phones. Michael from Virginia on line 4. Michael, welcome to JSecu Live.
Hi, Michael.
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
All right, right. Yeah, the thing that really got to me was just the fact that I'm born again and yet a black man, and then I disagreed with Obama's views, and to me it was kind of a hard election.
Sure.
But like you said, we have to keep him in prayer. And
did you vote? I'm not going to ask you who you voted for, because that wouldn't be right unless you volunteered. A lot of people are volunteering who they voted for today. You voted then, it sounds like, on issues more than person.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, look, I mean, I understand exactly. I mean, I'm an issues-oriented person as well, and I think, but look, this is a historic moment. I think I've got a big challenge on judicial nominees and other legislative challenges, but we'll deal with those as they come in. But in these days now, you pray for those in authority. And I keep saying that, folks, and I mean it. That's what we're supposed to be doing.
Roger from Oregon on line 6. Roger, welcome to JSecu Live.
Hi, Roger.
Morning. Good morning. Just one basic comment. First off, I'm disappointed, but it's not unexpected that Obama won. And the reason for that is many months ago, earlier in the year, when I got a call from the Republican National Convention, some volunteer, whatever, they wanted information, you know, how am I going to vote, you know, money and all that kind of stuff. And I laid into them, basically telling them that I was very disappointed with the modeling that the Republican Party was demonstrating as far as the number of congressmen that were involved in corruption and greed and were.
And I think that became, Roger, a huge, huge issue. And this is a time for reflection for conservatives. We're running out of time, folks. We're going to be obviously talking about this in the days ahead. But again, if you're joining us late, the marriage amendments passed in Florida, California, two states that went Democratic. Tells you social issues are still significant. We want to make sure you have the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights. You need to get that information.
Take a nap, take a break from politics today, and call right now and get your free copy of the Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255.